Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Harla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is interesting. Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team supposedly has offers from two NFL teams to try out to be their kicker. Now, nothing has happened, but her coach said if she does it, she'd want to spend a year training and preparing first before just going in. This is interesting. I don't know. This was kind of all over the place yesterday. So we'll see. Obviously, she can kick.
She's a soccer player.
Exactly.
And there are girls that play football and they're kickers on high school football teams.
Yes. Is there anyone better than a soccer player to kick?
Well, that's where they come from, right? A lot of kickers in the NFL.
Generally, and they're always those thin, like kind of tall, thin guys.
Sitting on the sideline smoking a cigarette.
Yes, exactly. Oh, is it time for me to go? Where's my shoe? Where's my shoe?
Like in that movie, The Replacements.
One shoe, yes. Yes, just need my one shoe. Leslie Jones, she has left Saturday Night Live to concentrate on her. She's doing a Netflix special. She's also been in a ton of movies. Concentrating on that. Now, Kate McKinnon just signed a new deal, and she will be returning, at least for this season. Mm-hmm. Season 45 kicks off September 28th. 45 flipping seasons of Saturday Night Live. I know it.
I remember when it first started, and you watched it, and you went, wow.
This is, They had some scrappy years in there, but guess what? They're still here. And there's always someone to come along. You remember when this one left and we thought, oh, no.
Yeah.
Are they going to survive? Kristen Wiig left. Oh, no. Kristen. And then there was Kate McKinnon. And there's always somebody to come along to replace that last great one. Elton John. This is so great. Elton John will release his memoir. It's called Me. October 15th. That will come out. Bon Jovi's next album is going to be titled, listen to this, Bon Jovi 2020.
When's it coming out?
It's coming out next year, Mike. Oh. I'm glad you asked. Coming
2020?
Out next year, Bon Jovi 2020.
Maybe they didn't have a lot of time to think about.
No. Come on. What are you guys calling it? No, we don't have time. What are you 2020? We're calling it 2020.
Good. I like
Bon Jovi 2020.
Go with it.
What are you calling your book? We need an answer. Me? What am I? Yes, me. You. Yeah. We'll call it me. Me. That's what we'll do right there.
Simple. It's quick. It's short. Less is more.
Yes. And a big happy birthday to Jason Priestley. He turns 50. Today, 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Another milestone.
Still getting those fans hot and bothered, or maybe it's menopause, but it's on tonight. BH 90210. It's on tonight. Are you guys even watching it?
No.
Oh, for the love of God.
Marty and I have to catch up. Let's put it that way. We'll catch up.
We're stuck on another show right now.
It's so good. Oh, what? Really? Really?
Like there's another show?
Watching TV. Come on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.